And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And hello, welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And thank you to Vice Mayor Laurel Lee Nye having the show last week. I listened in, and great stuff always going on with the town of Prescott Valley. And I believe it was Brian Witte that was on the show. And, oh, you talk about getting some groups together. You've got Vice Mayor Laurel Lee, and you have Brian, our Parks and Recreation Director. I think it was just all about the fun in here. And as I look at Link, my partner, nodding her head, she's saying, yes, it was. Lots of things going on. I want to remind everybody, going on this Saturday is the Health Expo at the Prescott Valley Event Center. I know Roxanne was just with DJ Phone on the prior show, but again, it's from 9 to 1 at the Event Center, and it's looking for, oh, all kinds of things that you can have, talking about healthy living and talking about things that are kids and families, older adults, heart health, nutrition, fitness, health, and more. Health Information Expo on steroids. It's totally cool and a lot of things going on, so come on over there. And if you can, bring some food items, non-perishable food items or household donations, and those will go to the Yavapai Food Partners or Prescott Area Shelter Services, two wonderful organizations in our community. So again, coming up this Saturday, March 3rd from 9 to 1 at the Prescott Valley Events Center, the Celebrate Life Health Expo, Yavapai Regional Medical Center going on. Great show coming on ahead for you today. Our first guest is Joanne Hayden with Mountain View Elementary School. And that's Go Polar Bears, because that's the school that our Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club, Roar, adopted. And we do so much with them. So we're looking forward to talking to Joanne and everything that's going on at Mountain View Elementary. So you're listening to a wonderful Tuesday with Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116. Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Humboldt Happenings at one of my favorite schools, as I said before we went to break, Mountain View Elementary School. Go Polar Bears!
Go Polar Bears!
Joanne Hayden. She's a teacher of students with special needs, but she is just more than a teacher. She is passionate about her kids. She's passionate about her school. And she can move mountains when she makes her mind up, and, in fact, has moved mountains and people to make a very wonderful adapted playground happen for Mountain View Elementary School, that one that I've been proud to be a part of to help support. And our Lions Club, Roar, has been proud to support and help by donating benches and just make her vision and her dream a reality. And now we've got it. And kudos to you, Joanne. Last year, you were our Teacher of the Year for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce Community Excellence Awards.
Yes.
Totally deserved.
Oh, thank you.
We love
Marnie.
Surprising you, but having worked with you for all these years on this project and gotten to know you, it was so well deserved. And I just love you to pieces.
You are just amazing.
Oh, I just love you to pieces.
Oh, thank you.
Now that
you.
I've gotten you speechless.
Oh, my God, I'm speechless.
You've got a teacher here speechlessly. Can we do
but,
that, you know?
You know, I am so proud of our playground. Our students with special needs get to go outside and play every day. It's secure. It's safe. And it's a lot of fun for them. And I do thank the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club.
Roar.
Yay, roar. And there are other community...
Well, let's give a huge, huge shout-out to the Jewish Community Foundation.
Well, that's it.
I mean, we love them. The Jewish Community Foundation
has been awesome for us.
Yes.
Not only did they help us complete our playground, but this past Sunday, they gave us 100 tickets for our students and their families to attend the Northern Arizona Suns basketball game.
And wasn't that a great game?
Well,
what a great game for them to see,
Marnie,
just to be there, but just to have fun.
It started out pretty boring, I think. You know, I'm from the East Coast. I like things to move quickly. But by the third quarter, things got really hot, and they won, and everybody was thrilled. And it was thrilled for us, our staff members, to be there with our students and their families
right.
at such a wonderful event. So, yay,
Social
Jewish
time.
Community. Thank
Absolutely.
You for those
And
tickets.
They've been a big supporter and help on. They do community-wide, but specifically as being the recipient from their generosity to through
yes.
their grant program.
Yes.
And then one other shout-out, Asphalt Paving and Supply. I got to give it out to them because I went to one of my board members, Chris Graff, and said, you know, we've got some dirt space that's just nasty. We could use some gravel to fill that in. And you know, keep the dust down and everything.
See
and
how awesome.
What did they do? Show up with a load of it and donate it to the school.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it was a labor of love, but you know, you generated that love, and Joanne. So everybody was pleased to help you.
But you, with your help, you made it happen.
Yeah,
it's done.
It takes a group.
It's done.
Yeah, takes us all.
I have a few more shout outs.
Let's talk.
I have a wonderful student, Jackson Moore. He's a sixth grader. He was the third place winner at the Yavapai County Spelling Bee.
Yay!
Yay, Jake Jackson. And our fifth grade students this past weekend attended Right Flight in Tucson.
Oh, yes. I saw that on Facebook.
How much fun that must have been.
Yes.
Maybe they even got to fly. I'm not even sure.
I think they had some simulators that they got to use and experience, and that was amazing.
Amazing. So a lot of things are happening with our students. Let's see. Oh, our Humboldt Education Foundation Teacher of the Year. Let's give a shout out to Miss Stacy Notek.
Yay!
She works in our Title I department, and sadly, she is retiring at the end of this school year.
Well, what better way to retire than being selected? And as the Teacher of the Year, each school has is by nomination by students, selects their particular Teacher of the Year. So there's one teacher for every year, every school that go on then and compete for Teacher of the Year overall. And there's the categories of elementary, K through 6, and then 7 through 12. And they're both awarded at a dinner coming up in March.
And that would be the Yavapai County Teacher of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three nominees for that. That's Mrs. Mickey Meraz, we have Mrs. Allison McKelway, and we have Ms. Janine Jackson.
Yay!
Now, but wait, there's more. Ms. McKelway and Ms. Jackson are finalists, which is so exciting for them. And I was on campus this morning, and the film crew came to film them in action. So that's a very exciting experience.
Well, you know what that's
experience.
Like, though, Joanne. You were a finalist last year.
Well,
I'm going to toot your horn, sister. You were a finalist.
You know what, Marnie? You have such a good memory, and sometimes we have to talk about that. Because I am, you know, I'm trying to be humble, and here you go. You keep just doing these shout-outs. Anyway, Mountain View is currently enrolling students for next year's kindergarten class. We have an open house on March 22nd at school from 6 to 7 p.m. So be there with your students' current birth certificate, their shot records, and their proof of residency. Thank you very much.
What constitutes proof of residency? Utility bill, you know, something like that?
Yes, that works.
Mm-hmm.
That would work.
All right.
We have some district events coming up. I'd like to give a big shout out to Freedom Station because the Humboldt Unified School District is having an expo, and it's a free event with free food. That's why I'm going. It's on March 3rd. This Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in front of Freedom Station. There are also free Freedom Station attractions. Should I give them away, Marnie?
Oh, you can.
Okay. We have four booths to visit with free to get your free waistband.
Oh, let me explain that a little bit, Joanne, because we're part of that. We'll be out there with a chamber booth. But parents and kids have to stop at three different of the booths, whether it's a chamber, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, any of the schools, they get it stamped. And when they get that card stamped with four of them, then they can turn it in for a free wristband, and that will enter them so they can play on those fun things.
Well, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I should get a wristband?
Well, do you need it for the free food?
I don't know. Do I?
We'll check it out.
Okay, I'll come to your booth first.
Of course, you got to come say hi.
The attractions include bouncy houses, obstacle courses, the climbing wall, and more. So be there on March 3rd from 10 to 1 in front of Freedom Station.
That's going to be a lot of fun. We've done it now for the past 4 years.
Yes.
That we go out and set up a table and support it. And, you know, it's amazing. We meet all of our community members there, too, as they're looking for schools and they're new to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come to us, and we have maps and information about them. We'd totally love to get them engaged right away. So it's our pleasure to be a part of that.
Okay.
Thank you. Very good.
I have one more thing.
Keep going.
We have a community conversation with the superintendent. So you can come out and meet with other parents who are concerned with the state of education in Arizona. And we know we're all concerned about that. The new session of our legislature will be in full swing, and our superintendent, Dan Streeter, will be there to answer any questions our parents and staff may have regarding the Humboldt Unified School District. So when is it? It's Thursday.
Thursday? This Thursday?
I think Joanne gave me the wrong information.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. The flyer, it's an old flyer.
It's an old flyer.
But it was, yeah. It's
okay,
on the website.
It's on
but
the
he's
website.
Doing these all over
yes.
to communicate with everyone.
I don't have,
everyone.
I totally was not prepared for this. Okay, so I'm so sorry.
No, you're okay.
Can we check
that? We wing
that?
It.
Can we check that now?
No. She'll beam it up.
We can beam it up.
I got my phone right here, too. I beam that up all the time. So tell me, what is your favorite part about teaching? Let's talk about you.
Oh, why? My favorite part about teaching, my favorite parts about teaching are the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The kids give me purpose. They make me smile. Watching them every day is just a joy, most of the time.
Yes,
most
for all of
the
us
time.
In all of our jobs and in industries. How long have you, you don't have to give away too much, you know, but how long have you been teaching at Mountain View?
This is my 14th year at Mountain View.
Okay. And have you always taught students with special needs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what directed you on your path back when you first started teaching to be a teacher of students with special needs as opposed to math?
Oh, as opposed to, well, I love math. But I have, my own son has mm-hmm. some special needs.
Mm-hmm.
He's now grown, an adult, married, the parent of a cat. But I guess that's why
mm-hmm.
when I decided on this new career, I decided to go into special education.
And the students in your class, are they a variety of ages?
Well, in our classroom, right now we have students that are in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and third grade. It's a mixed classroom.
Mm-hmm. And let's also, one thing I know you're very proud of is the, and I'm proud of our kids for it too, is the Buddy program that you have at Mountain View.
The Buddy program was started several years ago by our teacher of physical education, Kim Roberts, in conjunction with one of our special ed teachers who's no longer with us. And what happens is our typical students in grades 5 and 6 volunteer their recess time to spend time with our students with special needs.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's teaching, giving at such an early age.
Absolutely.
And lessons learned on both sides.
And tolerance
yeah,
and acceptance, mm-hmm. all of those things.
Well, I know we were out there at the school to do, you know, kind of the grand opening of the playground and to see and listen to the students that are the buddies talk about why they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just know that we're in good hands. There's hope for our future in spite of everything you're hearing, you know, and it tends to be scary. Just get back into the school and see what these teachers are doing and what these kids are learning at that age and know that they're doing the right thing. It's great. We couldn't find it, huh, Link? Mm-hmm. Nah, okay. What we can do is you can always go to Humboldt Unified, HumboldtUnified.com and find out more about it. But he does it a variety of places. His last one was on February 22nd at Brownshaw
right,
Mountain High School. Go
right.
Bears. And so they are scheduled around the different schools. But again, you can always call and just talk to them. We have a great vision plan for Humboldt Unified School District and educating. And I've got to say, Humboldt is just amazing. It's very forward-thinking, as is Mountain View Elementary. And again, come to the expo, visit with the teachers and Principal Joanne Mindell that'll be at this expo, and you can find out why that might be the best place to enroll your child for
That's
school.
Right.
So
That's
come talk
right.
to them and come on out. If you've got a child entering kindergarten or if you're just looking that maybe there may be a different place that mm-hmm. they might want be ready to change to or you might be ready to change to, come out and check out our Humboldt Unified Schools. They'll all be represented. And specifically come visit our Mountain View folks.
And when is that, Marnie?
This is this Saturday
yes.
from 10 to 1
Exciting.
In front of Freedom Station. In fact, we have Freedom Station coming in, our Chamber Spotlight on Business a little bit later. But we're another great partner, and as you are.
Oh, thank you, Marnie. It was so exciting to be here this
afternoon.
Well,
it's always a pleasure. You did a great job. Let's give her a big round of applause for Joanne Hayden, teacher.
Snoopy cheer.
That's right. teacher of students with special needs, Mountain View Elementary. Entry school. Go Polar Bears. Short break and we'll be right back here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNA.com.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Prescott Valley, you spoke and we listened. Foothills Bank is now open on Glassford Hill Road, right next to Starbucks. I'm Carrie, the Prescott Valley branch manager, and this isn't just an ordinary branch. You'll experience a new level of service where you can sit and relax while banking with a real person. Yes, Foothills Bank uses computers, just not to greet our customers. Stop by for a totally free personal and business checking at the new Foothills Bank location on Glassford Hill Road. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Valentine's Day is gone, but Augie's Restaurant has a sweetheart of a deal for you at happy hour. Augie's appetizers, colossal shrimp cocktail, grilled artichoke, wonderful wings, and Chef Joel's special negamaki. Sushi wrapped in beef rather than rice, served in a hot skillet. All discounted along with specially priced drinks from 4 to 7, 7 days a week. Happy hour at Augie's, one more reason to visit. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now, one of my favorite people. She also happens to be an Early Bird Lions Club Roar member. Kristen Kearns with the Boys and Girls Club. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
Good, good, good. So you are now in your new position.
I am, yes. So I am running the Prescott Valley Club and the Chino Valley Teen Center, which is really exciting. It's been a good change from the fundraising side, going to the program side and working directly with the kids and with the community members to create some fabulous programs that we are doing during the after-school hours with these kids. So yeah. It's been really exciting.
And so Prescott Valley campus, mm-hmm. How many kids we have out there?
We are averaging about 90 to 100 kids a day.
Wow.
And we are on a wait list. We've been on a wait list actually since the beginning of the school year in, I think, 2015.
Yes.
But, you know, we have some good news on the horizon because thanks to the town of Prescott Valley, we've been awarded a community development block grant. And with the support of the community and some fabulous donors that have recently come in, we're going to be expanding that location.
I keep waiting for dirt to be moving.
Yes,
I walk around there all the time, every week.
I know. We are too. We're like, when is it going to happen? But we're going to get a gymnasium and expand and create a larger space for teens,
mm-hmm.
and enhance some of our teen programming and bring those in. So we're hoping to get things started here middle to the end of this year and really get it rocking and rolling so that we can eliminate our wait list and serve more families that need us. Oh, that would be great. I hate having a wait list.
It
breaks my heart when I have to tell someone I can't fit them in right now.
Say, I've got to please.
And then
don't take much room.
But, you know, and it creates more jobs, too, because as we expand, we'll be hiring more people.
Well, didn't I see you're looking for someone
jobs.
Right
we
now?
We are. Yeah, we're looking for a part-time activity leader. So if anybody out there listening has experience with kids and is looking for about 20, 22 hours a week in the afternoons to come hang out with the kids and do programs with them, go over to our website, bgccaz.org. And click on the careers tab, and there's all the information there on who we're mm-hmm. looking for and how you can apply.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So
programs working with the kids, like when they do their homework, and then because there usually is a set curriculum.
There is
every afternoon. Yeah. It's not free for all.
It is not free for all. Mm-hmm. No, we're pretty structured. I mean, there is some times where there's some downtime and a little bit of free for all, but for the most part, it's, you know, it's very structured. The kids rotate through these different areas. They have homework help where our community members and some of our high schoolers come in and help the younger kids with their homework, so they're getting their homework done. Matt Force is actually there right now working with the kids on drug and alcohol prevention in the different age groups. But we also do fun things where it's outside and playing video games. My staff wants to make a life-size version of the game Trouble, which is really fun. The kids love playing Trouble, so we're going to make a life-size version of that. And then, you know, we're starting a pilot program with the Humane Society for reading literacy, where some of our kids are going to go and read to the animals, which is really exciting. So we're going to pilot that. And
that is fun because when you're reading the animals, you can't do anything wrong.
You can't. No, it calms the animals down. It provides them with socialization and gives them comfort in some high-stress situations. And then the kids get to play a little bit with the animals, and, you know, it's enhancing their literacy skills.
That's amazing.
We're doing lots of fun things like that, which is really great.
So when you expand the campus there in Prescott Valley, you hope you want to eliminate the waiting list, but what will be the maximum capacity you'll be able to take, do you think?
We will probably be able to enhance it by another 50 kids.
Wow, okay.
So we could be seeing easily about 150 kids a day.
Now, what ages are those?
6 to 18.
Okay.
So we go from 6 to 18.
Now, you're talking about enhancing also your teen program. So what do you offer now that would be enhanced that you'll be able to offer once you enlarge the building?
Well, we'll be able to have more space.
Okay.
And that's the main thing, is we're limited on the number of teens that we can take, because the two rooms that are theirs, because, you know, they don't want to hang out with the young kids, and I don't blame them. Who wants 18? I'm 16, and I don't want to hang out with the six-year-old. I get it. But we'll be able to have more space. We're starting a junior staff program where they will be shadowing and mentoring with our current activity leaders on how to create programs, how to interact with the kids. They are mentors in the club, so it's exciting that we'll be able to expand that. I don't know how many teens we'll be able to take, but that we'll be able to have more than about four or five teens.
Nice.
In the space.
Excellent.
And they'll do a lot of community service through the Keystone program. We'll have teen center nights where we stay open later and they just do fun things. They have the whole run of the club. We have a lot of fun things that they're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you've got your second annual Dancing for the Stars fundraising event underway, which is going great guns and quite exciting. A whole new slew of dancers, although I did talk to Lisa the other day, and we were reminiscing last year how much fun we had and what it was like being involved in a part of it and how exciting it was. Kind of glad we're not doing it now, remembering how intense it was, but in a way, missing out because it was so much fun.
Exactly. You know, I feel the same way because, you know, I planned it last year, and I've taken on this new role, and Molly and Nicole and my colleagues are planning it. They're doing a fabulous job, but it is a little bittersweet of wanting to be involved. But yes, it's fundraising is going great for that. The VIP show, which includes the reception and the after party, sold out in 22 hours.
Right.
We didn't even get a chance to really tell anybody that it was live. It just kind of happened. But we knew that more people would want to participate because we sold out so quickly last year. So we added a matinee show.
Mm-hmm.
And there are still some tickets to the matinee show, which I believe is around a 1:30 show. Check the website to be sure.
Uh-huh.
But those tickets are $50, and you get the show, and we still have some of those seats available, which is really exciting.
Right. That'll be good. And again, all the proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
But specifically, you know, us Prescott Valley people, we're looking at our campus being expanded, serving our kids in our area. You can offer those opportunities to make contributions to help and add to, you know, it's enlarging, but then there's things that we need.
Exactly. It's
and
beyond
so how
the
can
building.
We, right. So now how can we help put, you know, some of the curtains up or some of the things that you might need in a new space that doesn't already have anything?
Right. Well, as we start going forward and, you know, we finalize all of our funding and we get ready to break ground and we're looking at what we really are going to make it, we'll be reaching out to the community members and saying, hey, you know, we need someone to donate windows or, like you said, curtains or more pool tables. TVs, and we'll be putting a call out to the community for some of those things. But right now, if you want to financially support the club, you can go either through the Dancing for the Stars website at dancingforthestars.net and purchase votes for your favorite celebrity, which your vote purchase does qualify for the Arizona State Tax Credit.
Right.
So you get that directly off of your taxes.
Shout out for Kiana Bell, who is one of our Prescott Valley residents.
Yes.
She's dancing.
She's doing fabulous.
So I'm just shouting out for her because I support all of them. I support the Boys and Girls Club. But PV Girl, rock it.
Absolutely. We're in PV. We got to support the PV
That's
people.
Right.
That's right. But if you don't have a favorite celebrity dancer, you can also contribute and just say that you're making a donation for the Boys and Girls Club.
Right. And it all comes back and it
all
helps
comes
the kids.
Back.
And again, we have the Prescott Valley Campus, and let's
the
talk about
new
the
Chino Valley Teen Center.
Let's talk about a little bit about that.
Yeah. That's been open for about 2 months now and it's going great. Fridays are our busy days because Chino Valley School District is on a 4-day school week. So right now, just coming right off the bat, we see an average of 12 to 15 kids and teens on Fridays, and then we have them that trickle in. But we're going to be doing some fun things with the teens, whether if it, you know, they want to do a murder mystery night where they get all dressed up and do a murder mystery party or a vintage game night. But in addition to those fun things, we also have the programs like the teens at the Prescott Valley Club will have. It's our Keystone and our Community Service Program, and doing some homework and academic success programs. And, you know, I'm even looking at the opportunity of maybe bringing them into some of the other clubs with the young kids and giving them an opportunity to mentor some of the younger kids, especially during the summer when we'll have them all day. Getting them an opportunity to interact with some of the other kids would be great.
Right. And that's the Prescott Valley Club. I mean, like you said, the mentorships, and they'll be learning and probably provide somewhat of a support base for the younger kids, too.
Absolutely, yeah. And they're going to show them, you know, this is how you're supposed to be, you know, act. And I'm leading by the example, and the kids will look and say, wow, they're cool, they're having fun things, and they will start taking on a lot of those traits and behaviors. We have a lot of great kids in all three clubs that are teens that will be really great role models for all your kids.
So anticipated date of groundbreaking for the expansion?
I have not been told that yet.
Okay.
So
well,
hopefully
to being
soon.
There with our camera and helping with that.
We
and
will do a groundbreaking.
Obviously, when the building is open, we want to be there for the ribbon cutting, the big celebration.
Absolutely.
Bring
we're looking forward to it.
Because it's been long needed.
Yes.
Kudos and thank you to the town of Prescott Valley for designating
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
You know,
they're
community
great.
Block development grant funds for that. And again, it does serve, you know, there are rules on that and how the people they serve, lower or moderate income. Obviously some, like we've done some roads in areas that have needed it.
Right.
You know, so they use that money in very strategic ways. And this is one that's going to benefit a huge group of people.
Absolutely. These kids, you know, families need a safe place for their kids to be while they're working so that they can continue working and providing for their families. And we're honored to be able to serve those families
every
day.
Well, you're doing a great job, Kristen.
Thank you.
And, you know, congratulations on the move and change
you.
Of fundraising. But, you know, I'm like you. I'm like programs, too. I'm a program girl.
I like a little bit of both. It's
helping
it's
things
good.
Happen.
Exactly.
Happen. So for more information on the Boys and Girls Club,
bgccaz.org, or you can call our main office at 776-8686.
Okay. Watch out and give them a call. And when they open up, hopefully this fall.
Absolutely.
Bigger.
We'll have a big celebration around
bigger
it.
Bigger and better. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us
Thank
today.
Thank you.
Good things going on the Prescott Valley Campus Boys and Girls Club. Thank you for sharing, Kristen Kurds. And short break when we come back, Chamber Spotlight on Business here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You step into the shower to wash off the day when you find that there's no hot water. What do you do now? Pick up the phone and call RED Plumbing. This is Travis. It's always better to have hot water than to be in hot water. So when your water heater isn't doing the job, give us a call to let us do ours. Whether it's a repair or replacement, we'll get the job done. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's How-To Chick Seminars at each one of our five stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Event Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. Learn healthy living tips from the pros, specific to the needs and interests of young families, as well as older adults. You'll find a wide variety of wellness information on topics such as heart health and preventing falls. Enjoy free health screenings, fitness and cooking demonstrations, and nutrition resources. Meet some of the Northern Arizona Sun's basketball players. Find out about volunteer opportunities throughout the community. Connect with veteran services and much more. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Prescott Valley Event Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Learn about a proposed giant gas station at the intersection of Highway 69 and 169 in Dewey-Humboldt. The Dewey-Humboldt Town Council is holding a special meeting at 6:30 tonight in Town Hall on Highway 69 for discussion on entry and exit at the gas station. Developer Rod Sheehan is scheduled to be at the meeting to present proposals. Sheehan will also answer questions and take comments from the mayor and council related to entry and exit matters associated with traffic and circulation at this intersection. 2 weeks ago, council raised concerns over access to the property. Andy Roth, ADOT Assistant District Engineer, has told council to exit the property and to gain access to 69. Drivers would have to use Old Black Canyon Highway, make a left turn onto 169, and get into the right turn only lane to get on 69. There will be no left off of Highway 69 into the gas station. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Explorers have brought back first and second place awards following a competition in Mesa.
The Explorers were invited to attend the Mesa Police Department Team Building Challenge on February 17th. Explorers and cadets from multiple police explorer agencies are assigned to one of eight teams. This event teaches young people what it takes to work with others after meeting for the first time. Once the event was completed, Mesa Police Department officials presented awards to cadets and explorers. The Yavapai County Explorer Program was started in 1989 to better provide information about law enforcement. Prior to this, the Sheriff's Office had a cadet program that dates back to 1978. The Explorer Program provides area youth with the tools necessary to explore law enforcement as a career. This program is for participants ages 14 through 21. I'm Dave Fone reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Snow tonight, clearing up tomorrow for a sunny end of your work week. Expect an overnight low of 27 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 41 tomorrow and a high of 50 on Thursday. 32 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 48 and a high on Thursday of 60. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu of time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business. I'm talking to Carrie Weldon. We're talking about, she's with Freedom Station. She's an event marketing manager. But this Saturday, we were talking earlier about the Humboldt Unified School District Expo.
Right.
And that you guys are going to be out there.
Yes.
And then I was specifically noticing this, that the 99-cent mini golf special is going on all day, too.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a very fun, exciting day. So come out.
I love mini golf.
Well, good.
And it's fun.
You should come and you should teach us how to play.
Well, I don't say I play well. Oh. I just say I play because you have obstacles out there.
We do have obstacles.
But they're fun. They're fun. And you do this 99-cent play quite often, and it's a great opportunity being outside. You got your family and friends to come out and play. So I'm just giving you a shout out, Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have a lot of new exciting things, and we have a lot of new specials too.
Well, now you're under new ownership. Let's share that. So that's kind of like, you know, a change, but obviously exciting things. I've been watching you.
Yeah, well, thank you. And keep watching us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Facebook and go to our webpage. We are doing some really fun, wonderful things. We're going to have some new themes. Mommy and Me starts on Tuesdays from 12 to 2, and it's for mommy to bring, you know, their little ones so that they can get a little pizza, and the kids will maybe have some other kids to play with. So that's our first event that we're starting, and we're working
great
on some
idea.
Things for the teens. We're working on some things for adults. We want to do a friends night for maybe 25 to 45 year of age and get them engaged to come out and socialize a little bit more. We're looking at doing something for seniors.
As we raise our hand here, seniors.
we're doing an expansion, and we are also bringing in a lot of TV so that we can get more social media and engagement inside of the whole facility. But with that, we're going to be able to, and this is what we're working on, but we're going to be able to put some games up on these TVs so people can come in and they can do like a Sudoku, or they can do a bingo game while they're getting a cup of coffee and a scone. We're working on adjusting our hours. Mm-hmm. So again, keep watch us, because right now we're in winter hours, but we want to open up a little bit earlier. We're going to bring in a coffee program. We're going to be bringing in some scones. We're working on some cinnamon rolls. We're going to be updating our kitchen. We have so many things going on, and we are so excited.
Well, so you're expanding it to make it a community-wide destination as part of just a party place for the kids.
Absolutely.
So bringing in the adults. I mean, because how many people, the seniors, they love to get together in the morning and have coffee and gather and just sit and chat. And that,
yes.
So you're opening
yes.
your doors to that too. Wonderful ideas.
Yes.
Wonderful.
We are really excited. I don't want to get off track too much and miss some of the points that I made sure that I wrote down, because I don't do this very often. So,
well, we have you on a regular basis.
Okay.
Carrie. We can get you used to that.
Okay,
but you go ahead. We're all going to be quiet right now.
I wanted to just say that we have got 40 new updated games that we've infused into the facility. We've got a whole new pricing pricing structure, and that's one thing that people should pay attention to, because we really focused on the pricing prior, and we know that some of it was imbalanced. So we have a new pricing structure for the birthday parties. The birthday parties start at $80, so it's affordable. We have group packages ratings that are very affordable, and so you can contact me for group rates and events. But, you know, they start in the basically in the $5 range for groups of over 10. We go up to 8, 12, and 15, depending on what you're looking for, but basically all attractions, video games, ticket redemption tickets, and just great packages for you to be able to look at. So I want to make sure that I pointed that out. The nice thing is we're also looking at some new things. We are looking at a new and a larger soft play for the kids, for the little ones. We're looking at 4 mini golf lanes that we're going to be putting into the facility. We're going to be taking down some walls and doing some building. We're also looking at some banquet space, more banquet space. And like I said, we're going to extend our kitchen. We're also going to enhance our menu for all ages again, so that we can hit, you know, and maybe the moms are looking for a good salad instead of a burger and a pizza, which, by the way, we have really good pizza, so come and check out the pizza. And in the future, we're looking at indoor laser tag, we're looking at go-kart tracks, and we're looking at rope courses. So we've got some really fun things that are planned for the future.
Oh, so just keep on stopping by.
Just
but meanwhile,
keep on stopping by.
You still have all the games that you've had and added to those
more.
And party plans. So, and I have to say, shout out that if you haven't had, if you have a birthday party for a young one child, going to someplace like Freedom Station, let everybody else do the work, was the greatest idea I ever had in my entire life and years of raising my son. It was wonderful, so I highly recommend you do a beautiful job.
We have a really fantastic staff. I mean, these are just a great group of people, and they really take care of you. And we're really, you know, our focus and our goal really is to bring the best price, to bring the best product, and to continue to bring the best service. So, you know, we just really encourage you to come out. If it's been a while, check us out again. We do have new games. Remember that. And, you know, we're really there to please. If you've got a large party and you want to customize a menu, we're willing and able and wanting to work with you on that. So,
located right in the heart of the entertainment district in downtown Prescott Valley, our sense of place and destination. Again, Facebook, website, any information you can share with them.
Well, Facebook website, that's where you're going to get most of our information and, you know, feedback. We certainly would love to hear back from you guys.
And what's your
well.
Website address?
Our website, you just, okay, it's Freedom Station Fun.
FreedomStationFun.com.
.com.
Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then look them up on Facebook and keep following, because that's what I do.
Yes.
I follow
and don't
share.
Don't forget this weekend, Saturday, the Humboldt Unified School District. Again, we want to plug that. We're really excited about that. Come out, have a good time with us, introduce yourselves, we're hoping it's going to be a great day.
It's going to be wonderful out
it
there.
Is.
Promise. Chamber. Okay, we're going to jump over here. Robin. We got Robin and Tori. That is Tori. Let me go. Tori Simpson and Robin Hazelwood, owners of Pet Headquarters, located on the corner of Highway 69 and Glass Radio Road, one of my favorite places. Hello.
Hello.
You can use this mic.
This will give you one of your own.
Ooh, hello. Because we know, it's like one of my favorite places, because once you get a dog, once I read a code, I never knew shopping could be so much fun until I got a dog. You know, and that's what I do. I come in and roam. So let's talk about the store and what you carry. You're doing an amazing job.
Do you want to start first? Or?
Sure. Well, we're locally owned and operated, and we carry premium pet food, quality supplies, holistic wellness products. We also have a do-it-yourself dog wash, so if your dog gets skunked, it's a great place to come. We also have professional grooming services that are booked 2 weeks out because they're the best in town.
Mm-hmm.
I also worked there 5 years before we bought it, so I have quite a bit of blood and sweat in there as well. So,
and it's for pet friendly. You can bring your dogs in to shop.
That's the fun part.
Yes, absolutely.
And people friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We're people friendly, pet friendly. It's like I want to call it the Cheers of pet shops.
It is. It is.
Everybody knows everybody's names, and our staff is fabulous. Fabulous. These kids are like our own kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great, great place to come. Once you come there, you're not going to leave.
That's right.
You know, and that's what we're known for, is our excellence in customer service. You know, we build customer satisfaction one relationship at a time. So people come in, they love coming in, and we know their names. We know their pets' names. We know their histories, and everybody gets a free hug if they wish. It's just a wonderful place to come and visit,
mm-hmm.
if not, you know, to shop, just to come and say hello.
And you carry everything.
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely everything.
You know,
we strive ourselves on really researching products. Our latest find was Gibson's pet treats that are made by a family in Pennsylvania by solar power. And they've become now our number one selling dog treat. There's also Westpaw that they climb in all the landfills, pull out all the plastic, and make their dog toys with the plastics from recycling. Roughwear is becoming the harness around town. And if you see people with those on, you know that they got them at pet headquarters because our staff is great at fitting the dog. What are the issues with the dog? We just don't sell a harness just to sell a harness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a company out of
Oregon,
Eugene, Oregon. Great family-owned company. So we strive on carrying a lot of family-owned company stuff.
Like right.
Mad About Organics. And so we really have a lot of fun looking for new stuff.
Well, and one of the things we talk about in coming to see you guys is that some of the products are shipped in and you're not quite sure of the ingredients or the basis of processing or how it's handled. And considering the fact you do your research, you know you're only selling us quality treats and things for our pets and food for our pets.
Yeah, and that's one thing I want to emphasize is that we carry protein sources only from the USA, from Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Italy. Nothing from China. Mm-hmm. So everything is tested. A lot of the food sources come from their own factories, their own canning factories. So so it's all safe and USDA approved. So nothing questionable.
And toys? I mean, it's all about shopping for toys.
Yeah. Toys. We've got dog toys. Tons. Two aisles.
Yes. Wow.
40 feet of toys and new toys. There's Go Dog. There's just Tuffies that are all just designed for. We're just getting a whole different kind of clientele. We're kind of like an REI Whole Foods for dogs. And so there's, yes, Marnie, there's 40 feet of dog toys.
And they're our family now, you know.
Yeah.
They're our family now, and that's what we, you know, want them to have the best and love to spoil them.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell me about you guys. Okay, well, it's corner of Glassford Hill and Highway 69, pet headquarters. Phone number?
928-775-5558.
Now, personally, what kind of dogs do you have?
Special needs. We have Sassy, who came with... She was kind of on death row. She was had three strikes against her. She was small, black, and old, and missing an eye. And, of course, we had to take her. And she's honestly been one of the best dogs I've ever had.
And what's her breed?
Not sure.
One of those lovables.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe Chihuahua and Rat Terrier.
Who nice mix.
Yeah. Or sometimes energy, a little bit of Jack Russell Terrier in there, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiled rotten.
Yes. Oh, well, she's very fortunate. Yeah. How about you, Tori?
Oh, same. Yeah, Sassy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then also, we have dogs in the store that are their registered supervisors. And
because that's the ones I see
greeters.
Bigger ones, too.
Yeah, we have Jill and Cindy and Legion, who is security behind the desk. Not that we need it. And then there's Cooper on the weekends. And who am I forgetting? I think that's it, that come to the store.
But it's a lot of fun. And people bring their dogs, and so it's great.
I just have to say, your pet owner out there, come on and visit Robin and Tori over at Pet Headquarters. You will fall in love with them. You'll fall in love with the store. And like I said, it's cheers for pet stores. I mean, it really is a warm and welcoming place.
Yep. Once you come in, you'll be glad you did.
Yes. Well, come and join us. Thank you for visiting, being here. Is it time? I got to take a short break here. When we come back, time to say goodbye here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads. But we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter. And not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
Hosting your next party is a lot easier when you have it at Augie's. The banquet room seats up to 50 people comfortably. Augie's great menu and top-notch service assure your party's a hit. But I bet you won't miss having to shop, cook, and clean. Let Augie's team do all the work. For smaller groups, Augie's has a more intimate private dining room for parties of 4 to 8. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Frontier Village, 777-0330. The place to host your next party.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hi, and welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Thank you for joining us today. Weather coming in was a little cold and breezy when I walked in, but getting clouding up. So they're calling for, I don't know, I had to, did I listen to Link's weather today? Did it call for snow?
Called
for snow tonight. So everybody, if you're out and about, please be safe. And then again, tomorrow morning, if the roads are icy, again, slow it down, take your time. And if it's bad and you don't have to be anywhere, don't go until it clears up, which is my mantra. We've been talking a lot as we've gone through the show today about the Humboldt Unified School District School Expo happening this Saturday between 10 and 1. We had Carrie from Freedom Station. She'll be there. And then again, I had Joanne from Mountain View Elementary School. They'll be there. And it's interesting. They've been doing this for several years, and it's really fun to get to know. What we get to do when we're there is meet community people. And a lot of times, the first connection they have to a community is when they're looking for a school to enroll their children in. They move to a community, and maybe their children are young, maybe in preschool, maybe not. But then it's time to put them in school, and so now they're looking for a school to go to. So we're there to provide community information about what else is available, whether it's activities through Parks and Recreation, it's business information, they're looking for referrals. We're there to share our chamber information with them, too, and it's a great, fun day. One of the things I really like are the school student performances. So each of the schools, there's a stage set up, and they have performances from the students. And so whether it's a dance number or a, you know, some kind of entertainment. One year, one of the schools was doing the school play, and they did parts of that. So that'll be going on. District Department information will be there, transportation, food, nutrition. Humboldt Education Foundation, which is a foundation supporting our schools and teachers and students, will be there with information. Live remote, 25 booths to visit. And again, you visit four of them, get your card stamped, and you get a free wristband for play on Freedom Station attractions. So a lot of good, and it's over at 1 o'clock, 99 cents. You can go play a little mini golf and check out the new games and goodies going on at Freedom Station. That sounds totally exciting. I can't wait to see the expansion because they've always been one of my favorite places. And that's kind of one of my go-to places when I have adult friends. We go play mini golf.
Yeah.
You're outside. It's a lot of fun. And I haven't gotten any better. So thank you for joining us. I hope you all to see you all out there at the School Expo on Saturday. Meanwhile, have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.